Happy Monday. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Notice here Jesus mentions rest twice and his yoke twice, which is a reference to work. Jesus calls us to rest and to work. Since it's Monday morning, let's talk about work. What does Jesus want our motivation to be in our work? And what motives should we avoid? How should we relate to earthly bosses? In Ephesians 6:5-8, Paul writes, "Bondservants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord." Now, Paul is writing to bondservants or slaves, about one-third of the population in his day. Now, it goes without saying that slavery here is not a one-to-one correlation with your job, but we can still derive principles here regarding our work motives. Paul's point is that no matter your position, your circumstances, no matter how lowly your job is, the gospel of Jesus can reach down to where you are and lift you up. And I suspect that at least one in three people feel discouraged about their work. If that is you this morning, you have encouragement that you too can demonstrate the power of the gospel in your work situation. Notice Paul gives us four motives to avoid, and I want to get at these in a simple illustration. Imagine five fellows making books in a book factory. If you simply looked in on them, they're all doing the same work and getting the same results. But there are different motivations in their hearts that make all the difference in the world. The first fellow is Mr. Fearful. What's going on in his heart? He does not love to make books at all, but he fears his boss, the master, doesn't want to get fired, so he makes his 25 book quota and hopes the master will be satisfied. The second fellow is Mr. People Pleaser. Like Mr. Fearful, he's concerned about what others think. You see, he lives for compliments for his factory image. He slacks off until the master shows up, and then he works really hard. He thinks, maybe I'll get promoted and these other fellows will wish they had my skills. The third fellow is Mr. Grumbles. He's not like either of the other guys. What makes him happy is being miserable. He goes to work with a rain cloud over his head, grumbling about his crappy job. And since misery loves company, he makes everyone else miserable. The fourth fellow is Mr. Money Motive. He's always talking and thinking about the check he gets at the end of the week. He makes books in hopes of a raise or a bonus. But there's a fifth fellow who sees a bigger picture. He's fearful, but not of his earthly boss. And unlike Mr. People Pleaser, he works hard whether he's being watched or not. He rarely grumbles, and he has a sincere heart, and he seems to be looking forward to something more than his paycheck. Do you want to know this fellow's name? It's Mr. Servant of Christ. Joel, what happened and made this guy so different? I'm glad you asked. Well, one day at break, he opened one of the books that said Holy Bible on the cover, and he discovered an amazing story in Matthew 25. About servants who were given differing talents by their master. And he found that those who served this master with the talents given them, no matter how many or how few, they all heard the same thing on the day that the master returned. Verse 23, his master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." He discovered from this story that he could change masters without changing jobs. That this master was a kind master who ever loved his servants and wanted them to know a greater happiness than this earth could ever give. And it turns out that this master is also the author of the story. His name is Jesus, and he wants you to believe he longs to share his happiness with you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for this good news this morning, that our labors can matter eternally. Forgive us for all the times we've worked with the wrong motivations. At those times this week when we're struggling, please remind us of your kind yoke, that we may take it on and find rest for our souls. Amen.